Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word.
Tradition!
Yes.
Great song.
It is a great song.
It is a great song.
Last year was the first time we ever put this with Pick the Bills. And boy, if it doesn't get you in the right mindset. Tradition.
Yeah. Love Fiddler on the Roof. Well done, fellas. Good job.
If.
You mean Pick the Bills is a
tradition. Yeah,
you.
Right. No, I know. If you Google best traditions of all time, you know what you find?
Pick the Bills
football
first.
Football traditions. Oh, okay. All you find, really. There's so much football. There is the Iowa Wave, which is actually new.
That's
since
a
2000,
really cool thing.
2017. The Children's Hospital builds another floor at Iowa. They turn and they wave to the kids. Yep,
fans,
the whole stadium.
Both teams. It's great.
The Wisconsin Jump Around.
Love it.
You've
Experience
been a part
that.
Of that. Yes.
Yes. Awesome.
You have Howard's Rock.
Clemson.
Everybody touches the rock, Howard's Rock.
You I was have, worried where that discussion was going.
You've got Notre Dame, play like a champion. You've got the red bandana at Boston College.
Yes.
Country Roads at West Virginia.
And burning couches.
You have tradition, of course.
Tradition.
The ability to pull at your heart for how much things mean to you, whether it's the Children's Hospital tradition with Iowa, the Wisconsin Jump Around tradition. For parties.
Sorry.
What? There's Chief Osceola who
fires
a spear into the ground.
Ohio State dotting the I.
That's right.
The band is a tradition.
That's right. The Texas A&M 12th man.
The 12th man, that's right. They have a big, they used to. They have a big party the night before their games, right? Their home games. And anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And in this town, we've got some traditions when it comes to football. The train horn.
I like the train horn.
Train horn's kind of a tradition.
I do like the train horn.
There's...
Well, now we have leading the charge.
We have leading the charge. There's...
The shout song.
The shout song. That's right. There's... hold on. There's jumping through tables.
Two tables, of course. How did I miss that one?
The teams and their social media accounts. I tweeted out the Lions one. The Lions threw a guy through a table to represent they were playing the Bills.
Hey, CBS had Bill Cowher jump through a table.
That's right. That's right. And of course, the greatest tradition.
God help us.
Of them all.
A tradition unlike any other.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. You're doing what?
They're the best team in football right now.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
time.
All right.
Josh takes shotgun snap. Looks, steps up, has time, fires to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Gabriel Davis again!
Picking the Bills. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Uh-oh.
It's just fun. Did I? No. Must have been somebody else who sounded like me. When did I pick him to win the Super Bowl? Was that 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
You also did last year, but 2 years ago was the first time.
The awakening.
You picked him to win the, yeah. Yeah. Best team in football. You're going to win the Super Bowl.
I'd like to thank people who are already threatening me on Twitter based on how many wins I go with here.
We've got a report that the stream is down.
And oh, no!
It was because, I mean, the thought is because of traffic. So,
or maybe I sabotaged it.
Hang in there. So, all right. The number of people that reached out to you yesterday to say, are you ready? You going to pick the Bills?
Yes, they did.
Lots of people. This is a tradition unlike any other.
But Greg Bauk is on my side. Right?
He wants
he said
to stop doing it?
To leave me alone, basically.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I didn't think
all
so.
Right.
Oh, by the way, hang on. Pick the Bills is brought to you by Admar Construction Equipment and Supplies. Equipment you need when you need it.
So we're doing it at 7:30 instead of its usual 8:15 spot. We've got Sal coming up at 8 o'clock. Primetime Bills means primetime pick the Bills. And 7:30 is a prime window for a lot of people out there driving to work. You might be late, though. Let's get started. Opening the season. No doubt there'll be some sort of concert with an artist that you've never heard of.
Oh,
but I'll tell you
sure.
who they are.
Yeah.
I'll promise you that you've heard a couple of their songs. You'll say, no, I haven't. Then I'll play one. You'll be like, I know that one. It's another tradition for the NFL season. That's definitely going to happen. And then the Bills will play the Rams, and what will happen there?
What will happen is Josh Allen and the Bills' offense will put on a show. Despite Aaron Donald, despite Jalen Ramsey, the Bills will put on a show. Von Miller will have a big game back at his old team, and the Bills will do what we think they're going to do, show that they're one of the best teams, if not the best team in football. The Bills are going to win opening night in Los Angeles, by the way. Secondary tickets I saw last night, like 165 was the cheapest seat I saw last night.
It's not that bad.
On Schmeek. Sorry. So I'll take a win. Opening night.
Win. Opening night.
Then you can enjoy Sunday. You got to have a win Thursday so you can enjoy Sunday watching all the other games.
Week 2, Bills home, 7:15. I mean, are you just in love with that kickoff time or what?
So beautiful.
The lots will open at 3:15. Happy hour at the stadium. Bills Titans Monday Night Football.
You mean happy hours at the stadium because it'll be a 3-hour party. You know, I guess based on the last two games against the Titans, the Bills can get some revenge here. This is where I tell you again that even though they might win the AFC South, I'm just not a believer in the Tennessee Titans. And the Bills will have an easier time against them than they do in the opener against the Rams. The Bills will beat Tennessee. No crazy happenings. No Derrick Henry big touchdown run. No Josh Allen losing his footing on at the goal line. Bills will beat the Titans.
2-0. Bills beat Tennessee. On the road for Miami. And the first matchup in the division and the only AFC East matchup for really quite some time. Bills at Dolphins, Tua, Tyreek, and to McDaniel. I want to make him a T. Go ahead.
Let me say this about Miami. You know, we know Josh Allen has dominated the Dolphins, right? 7-1. Average margin of victory, 19 points. The thing that stands out to me is you could look at Miami the last few years, and we know their offense hasn't been that good. We know they've been trying to find a quarterback. But the last few years, their defense has been good, right? They supposedly have one of the best cornerback tandems in the league. Their defense has not been trash since Josh Allen took over as starting quarterback, and yet Allen trashes their defense. So we can sit here and talk about, I don't know if Tua is good or not. They got better weapons. Hey, until Miami's defense shows me they could actually stop the Bills, it's not exactly never picking the Bills to beat Brady in New England, but they have beaten up the strength of Miami in these matchups. That secondary, that defense, that front, they've had no clue against Josh Allen. Miami has to prove to me they actually can figure out a way to stop Josh Allen. I will pick the Bills to beat the Dolphins.
I think Miami is very interesting, and I like talking about them as like a matchup. Not nightmare, but from a matchup standpoint, they will give some teams some real problems.
Oh, yeah, of course they will. I think they're good defensively. For whatever reason, the matchup favors Josh Allen when he plays against those guys. They don't know how to stop the Bills' receivers. They don't know how to stop Allen and his multi-threats with his arm and his legs. I do think Miami is going to be I still think they'll finish second in the division. And I do think the addition of Tyreek Hill is big. They really They were not good running the football in recent years. They really didn't have a decent running back, quite honestly. I think Mike McDaniel will help them have a better running game. And they certainly have some good threats at wide receiver. And I love Gesicki. But, you know, they're not good enough to contend with the Bills for the division title. And again, they'd have to prove they can beat the Bills before I actually pick them to beat the Bills.
Bills, Ravens on the road in Baltimore.
I think Baltimore is a really interesting team. I think so many things happened last year. Injuries, COVID, the quarterback, the secondary injuries. I mean, what could go wrong for Baltimore last year went wrong. It was a season from hell. I didn't like their trade of Hollywood Brown, but I think they've made some nice moves to try and improve their defense, to try and help out their secondary. I think Lamar Jackson is going to have a bounce back year. I will pick Baltimore to win that game.
Ooh, our first taste of adversity.
Let me just
and now the tradition here. That is telling Howard that you hate him.
That's why I'm not looking at Twitter. I refuse to look at Twitter.
Bills Ravens a loss and returning home for the first Sunday 1 o'clock game at the stadium this year. Bills and Steelers.
Oh, the Mitchell Trubisky revenge game. Got nothing for that one, huh? This one will not go like the opener last year. I don't know what to make of the Steelers this year. You made an interesting point. You might think it's nuts to say that, hey, their offense could be better with Trubisky instead of Roethlisberger because it had just gone down so dramatically. I don't think their defense is going to have a field day like they did last year against Josh Allen and the Bills in the opener. I think the Bills will beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Win over the Steelers. Then the big Sunday afternoon 4:25 window at the Chiefs. Of the days on the schedule so far, this is the best smoker potential. Smoker Sunday, 4:25 kickoff.
Mid-October, the weather should still be
mid-October,
fine.
Mid-October, you're inspired to make some barbecue because the Chiefs.
You're going to watch the game outdoors?
Oh, every game.
Even like Chicago on Christmas Eve day?
100%.
Wow.
Every game.
I'm not coming over
to
watch that one.
We watched every game outside last year.
You're a dedicated human being.
We took it from the pandemic and we're not stopping.
Very good.
Every game outside. Bills at Chiefs, 4:25. Romo. Nance.
No Tyreek Hill. Now
no
you can put
Tyreek
four
Hill.
Guys on Travis Kelce if you want. No Tyreek Hill. They had a couple of key losses, I think, in the secondary in the offseason. I know they added there as well, but I don't. Whatever. Let's just cut to the chase. They beat him last year in Kansas City. They should have beat him a second time. I will take the Bills to win this game.
I'm going to have you take a real quick look at the Chiefs' schedule because
it's brutal.
It is.
Really tough.
Everybody in the AFC West has a brutal schedule because of that division.
And the Chiefs are playing the first place schedule.
Yes, they are. So the Chiefs start Cardinals, Chargers, Colts, Bucks, Raiders, Bills, Niners, Titans. How's that game start?
Where's the gimme? Like, where are the gimmies in that
schedule? Week 9, Jacksonville.
There you go.
After that Jacksonville game for the Chiefs, Chargers, Rams, Bengals, Broncos. Then the Texans and Seahawks.
Hey,
and the
could
Broncos
the Chiefs miss the playoffs?
Yes. They definitely could.
Like we used to have, can the Chiefs not be the one seed discussion? Now we're going to talk about whether they miss the playoffs?
This could be a scenario where, you know, if the Bills get the one, they play the Chiefs in the second round because the Chiefs are the 7 that went on the road and won.
Good, it'll be here then.
Mm-hmm. Get them on the road for
get
the playoffs.
The Chiefs here.
The Chiefs are not going to be the one seed. He's going to have to play a road playoff game this year.
We're still waiting for that, other than the Super Bowl, where you know Tampa was the home team. You know.
So you pick a Bills win.
Yeah.
Bye week, and then home for the Green Bay Packers, Sunday Night Football.
Great game. I'm looking forward to this game. Love it. Love the fact that it's on Sunday night. Love to see the matchup against Aaron Rodgers and company and the showdown with Josh Allen. You're not going to love my pick. Aaron Rodgers will get even for losing here to Doug Marrone.
I mean, I'm just trying to have a good time at a football game, and you're sitting here telling me I'm going to watch a loss.
You don't have to go.
Now I'm getting mad.
Tweet me, would you?
We joke about people getting mad at you. What are you doing here? Home against the Packers on off the bye? Who's Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball to?
Let me get back to you on that.
You think you're going to light up Trey White, Kaiir Elam, and Taron Johnson with a bunch of nobodies?
Are we confident Trey White is back in at 100%?
Yes. All right, loss to the Packers. At the Jets.
Wait.
Should we pack on the season?
I'm still
Go
getting
ahead.
Caught up on people angry about the loss to the Ravens. I look forward to the Green Bay tweets.
This is like a Friday news dump, isn't it?
Let's not spend any time on this game.
Jets. Win.
Yeah.
Okay. Home, Vikings.
Let's not spend any time on that game.
I agree. We'll have Matthew Collar on. He'll call to tell us the Vikings are kind of doing a rebuild on the fly, and the Bills will win that game. Home, the Browns.
Interesting game. Again, who knows what the Browns are. If Watson is playing, that is an upgrade, of course, a significant upgrade from Baker Mayfield. Browns have been a little bit of a disappointment. So I would say that's a very difficult game, but I will give it to the Bills, put it down as a win. And if Watson's not playing and it's Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, it's an easy win.
Home, Browns win. At the Lions on Thanksgiving, Bills Mafia will probably travel pretty well to this game. I wonder how much Bills fans could take over the stadium. It's a tradition for Detroit. We know that.
Yep.
But if there are all of a sudden a lot of buyers who are willing to take a really quick trip and pay top dollar, maybe they could take over that stadium. Bills Lions, Thanksgiving, 12:30.
I'm not going to ruin your Thanksgiving. I'll take a win.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you're not going to come to the Thanksgiving? I have invited you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
You're still angry over the Green Bay game, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm gonna be upset for a couple weeks.
Hey, at least you haven't thrown a shoe at me today.
Bills at Patriots. They play back-to-back Thursdays. You know what this schedule is pretty good for, by the way? I'm going to go ahead and whisper this. As you've said, like the TV people are mad about weather. Mm-hmm. For radio pregame hosts, we've got a bunch of Sundays off. Not
the
upset.
Things you look at on the schedule.
Yeah, that's right. So Thursday night, Patriots home. This, of course, is the Sun Tzu Bowl.
Thursday night, Patriots road.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
At the Patriots road.
Yes, at the Patriots. Doesn't matter.
Sun Tzu Bowl. See, I'm so confused by him. I'd be thinking it was, yeah.
By the way, next week we can talk about the Patriots open competition at training camp for the job of offensive play caller.
That is a real thing.
Yeah.
Joe Judge and Matt Patricia are competing for the job of play calling.
That's going to go well. That's a really good idea. I'm sure that's not a problem. The Bills are going to win. Josh Allen destroyed New England the last two times. Unless there's a blizzard and or just 45-mile-an-hour winds in New England.
When we have you pick Bills-Patriots, we should change it up. You should tell us if there's going to be a punt or not.
There will be two punts by the Bills in that
Patriots
game.
Patriots will force two punts.
Yeah.
All right.
By the punt god. The punt god's for the Bills, right. Two punts forced by the Patriots defense.
Okay. Punt god, is he making
punt
the
god's
team?
Making the
He's
team.
He's making the team, okay. Yeah, anyway, Bills-Patriots, you get a win.
Yes.
Home Jets, December 11th.
Moving on,
taking the win. December 17th or 13th, possible flex Saturday game, home Dolphins.
See earlier comments about the Dolphins not beating the Bills, so give me a win.
At the Bears on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's a win. I really don't think that hard about that game.
Monday Night Football, home against the Bengals, January 2nd.
You know, there's something about this game. I wonder, Cincinnati, did they catch like lightning in a bottle? Are they legitimately as good as they were when they went on the run last year and they win in Kansas City and all that stuff? Big fan of Ja'Marr Chase and their receiving core and Joe Burrow. I will say that is a Bengals victory for now.
And then the Bills at that point are 13 and I think three. You only have three losses. Right, Packers, Ravens, Bengals. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're probably at 13-3. I think they might be playing, and it would matter. Hmm. Home Patriots. The division's probably firmly locked up, but you might need 14-3 for the one seed. 13-4 might not do it, especially with a loss to the Bengals and a loss to the Ravens. It's only two AFC losses. So anyway, Bills Patriots.
Should not be a problem. If there's something on the line for the Bills, they will should not have any trouble beating New England home in the final game.
14-3.
Not bad. Do I need to leave town?
Well,
is my citizenship being revoked?
I mean, 14-3 is pretty good.
Will I need security going to the parking lot after the show?
The odds any team goes 14-3 or better. I mean, you're looking at pretty good odds.
What did Tennessee go last year? They won the
13-4.
Okay, yeah. So 14-3, I'm gonna feel pretty good about that being the one seed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.